So it's basically that we're receiving our highest conduct, our highest sense of arrival. So when I was offering those prayers, I was very aware of our eternal self, our eternal lifestyle. And so when I opened up to some of the eternal bliss on behalf of some that are in the process of transitioning, that door just sort of stayed open. So then when I'm bringing forth this transmission, I'm not at my normal location. So it's sort of like, where do I go? Where do I go? So of course, we're learning how to drop that individual lifestyle as if there's just one place to be. And that's what they're trying to explain to me, that we're already well managed. So in other words, we're already fulfilling our prophecy that we all agreed to climb higher. We all agreed to touch stardom. In other words, we all consented to glow. So as we move into our, they keep saying totality of arrival. In other words, we're all merging with our higher self. And we're doing that in a very self-pleasing manner. So the self-pleasing is pleasing the self. So this is where we're aspiring higher. This is where we're going beyond that false entry, that false treatise, that sense of that we gotta like follow the old placement, the old journey, the old boundaries. And they're just showing me like in a bowling alley, you know, it's sort of like gutter to the right, gutter to the left, where we think we have to follow that old placement of self. But as we will allow ourselves to be carried forth is very, very relevant. They're just showing me all these imagery that represent Holy Spirit. And so we're being carried off. So to explain this, it's really sort of like letting go of the brakes. It's really, I feel it, I sense it. But just the way I didn't kind of know where to go at first, it's sort of like, because it's a new velocity of travel, it's a little bit like sprouting wings. And at first, it kind of leaves you hanging because where's my steady footing? So we want to remember that we're very conditioned and we like to know what to expect next. It's almost like when you raise children, you have a routine, they know what to expect. And there's like this comfort factor about that. So we all gravitate to that in our old allegiance. So it's sort of like we like to have that job and have the paycheck, and we stay in a relationship because we know who's gonna be there. And so for us to just sort of like spread our wings and relax into our glorious lifestyle and into our glorious station, into our glorious sense of arrival, it's going to be like, and we want to remember that's pressing against us. In other words, there's really not anything else to do now. So all of this trying to just like like increase our linear lifestyle, they're saying basically it's a no-go. So they wanted me to explain this. It's sort of like, as we try to do without the light's conducting, the light's new placement, our own higher self arrival. So in other words, let's just keep going on the calendar and here comes the next holiday. Not that we don't love holidays, but it's really recognizing that there's an eternal holiday that's ready to be reached, that's ready to be asserted, that's ready for love's arrival. So it's sort of like as we move up into that higher proximity, it's a transference of faith. And that's what they're wanting us to acknowledge right now, because without that faith, it's like wanting to hold on or wanting to cling to the past or wanting to be self-justified, meaning like following that lower self and just following the bouncing ball. In other words, just continuing to conduct life as if there isn't a consciousness exchange going on. So this is where we're like coming up short, because every time we try to do it the old way, it's just not working. It's just not advancing. And because we're receiving more light, we understand our true placement. And that's the good news, that without that light, it's just not having that sunshine. It's just not going to be well pleasing. But in order to evolve, in order to assimilate, in order to advance, in order to sort of like leave the ground, that declaration of freedom, that declaration of new surprise, it requires a liftoff performance where we're no longer touching the ground. So as we're willing to release the brakes, as we're willing to climb up higher, we're going to be supplied, we're going to be assembled. So we want to remember all of these light beings, all of these masters, our higher selves, there is so much support for love's investment. But we want to remember that we're moving into a new delicacy, we're moving into a new timeline, we're moving into a new placement complete. So when we go into that placement complete, we're no longer touching down at last, but that also means the grooves of what is familiar, it's like that time has passed. So that's where that element of, it's sort of like leaving the shore without having the reach for your next place of arrival and really trusting your wingspan. So when I'm receiving everyone, our wingspan is ready to go. I mean, like just checking everyone out. It's like we are actually good to go. So this is where we're learning to arrive in our new triumph, in our new segue, in our new advancement, in our new divine selection. So the divine selection, imagine letting go of an outfit. It's sort of like, this doesn't fit anymore. This just doesn't feel right. Like something's missing. And so your higher self already has your divine selection. It already has the perfect outfit, excuse me. So it's sort of like, oh my gosh, this is exactly perfect. This is exactly what I was feeling for. Now, the reason we're feeling it is because, remember, we're already receiving what's coming. We're already telepathic. We're already psychic. So each of us are feeling the new joy. And so when they say joy, they really mean joy, because remember, we're stepping out of 3D. We're stepping out of the past. We're stepping out of the ego. We're stepping out of the fear and all that judgment, so that we're established in good faith. Because remember, when we're in 5D, when we're one with our higher lifestyle, it's joyous, it's blissful. And so it's out of that joy, out of that love sequencing, out of that new understanding of self, out of that new velocity that we will create. And so that creation is upon us. And so remember, the old outfit really wasn't happening. And we want to remember that our higher self, our divine self, already has our new outfit complete. So what we're doing is we're releasing the old and trying on the new. And so it comes in stages in terms of trusting. It comes in stages in terms of releasing the old alibi, the old sledgehammer, the old thoughts, the old positioning, and arriving at your new luxury surroundings. So that luxury surroundings is we each are in alignment with our higher self. And so this is where we're literally going off the page. We're going off the script. So there's going to be a script in family relationships, in your relationship with yourself and your life and everything, all your people, places, and things. There's a formula that was very confining, but was very, how would I say it? It just sort of gave you this false sense of security. So now we understand there really is no such thing as security. And that's the whole point. We don't need to be secure in the past. we're moving on to a new adventure. So allow yourselves to be stimulated. Allow yourselves to have your new placement secure. Your new placement is secure. It's going to feel like freedom, vastness, incredibly large, where you have more possibilities than you can imagine. But again, it's like that feeling of weightlessness where your feet don't touch the ground. So in other words, it's like we move to this place where it's like beyond the point of no return, where we learn how to fly. And so that flying analogy is more of that wingspan. And it's more of aligning to our higher frequency, to our higher, immersed existence. So each of us have a new position. So just imagine you're like on a graph or whatever, and you have certain coordinates. Like each of us have a new position. Each of us have a new aspiring value. So that aspiring value is already present. It's not like something in the future, like I hope I get there one day if I pray enough, if God shows mercy on me. That's not it at all. So in other words, it's already here. It's already self-glorified. It's already emitted. It's already advanced. It's already perceiving sort of like that new playbook, that new understanding of faith, that new love's arrival. So as we will be committed to our highest acknowledgement. So our highest acknowledgement is we're not analyzing the past, packing up things from the past. It's sort of like we're already floating by. In other words, we're already settling in our new place of relevance. So what we're learning to do is to follow that light, to follow that highest transmission, to follow our intuition, to follow our divine counsel, to follow that awakened essence, that awakened presence that is like our new steady. So think of like, you know, you had a steady in high school or whatever. Your new steady is your higher self. It's your I am presence. And it's basically like all aboard, all aboard. So the more that we can recognize that it's our new lifestyle, it's our new turn of arrival, we want to remember that our feet don't need to touch the ground. In other words, we don't have to go backwards. We don't have to go back to the ball and chain. And so we're following that new love's arrival. So allow yourselves to advance, allow yourselves to be shown, allow yourselves to be surrounded by God's loving stream. So we want to remember there isn't a God outside that's like willing to bless us. We are God in form. So it's sort of like with a God consciousness that we each are learning to manage. In other words, learning to receive, learning to sort of like correlate to, we're going to recognize that we're already immersed in what we would refer to as 5D consciousness and arrival. And so this is as being established in our likeness. So when they're saying our likeness, it's not the likeness of our ego, it's not the likeness of our personality. That was a lot of it was formed based on the history of the ones rearing us, the societal programming. So our arrival, our majesty, our homecoming, it's coming upon us in grace, where the truth of ourselves, who we really are, what we came here to imbibe in, what the spiritual gifts that we've associated in many, many lifetimes, that it's almost like we're unwrapping a valise, a suitcase, a trunk that we left long ago. So what we're unraveling is what's most familiar. We want to remember that. It may or may not be familiar up to now in this lifetime, but it's most familiar with our heart. it's most familiar with our soul. It's almost like opening up your own rare possessions. So each of us have spiritual gifts that we're being immersed in, that we're being fortified in, and that we're being remembered. And so when I said remembered, it was like cling, cling. So it's like an activation of your self is set and attuned to your highest principle, to your highest broad stroke, to your highest engagement. Because remember, we're not continuing this life plan of suffering. We're not solving anything in the 3D reality, because it's just judgment upon judgment upon judgment. So it's sort of like that time has passed. If we can remember, we're each answering the call of our higher self, and we're assimilating. So this isn't something happening tomorrow, next week, next month. This is upon us steadily. So the steadily is as we will associate with the new. So we want to remember, we may be called to suddenly start toning. We may be called to suddenly write poetry. We may suddenly want to walk around barefoot. But we're going to have a shift. We're going to have a shift in love's arrival. So they're asking us to let go. And they're it's almost like, imagine if you had your eyes closed, no one was looking, and you just started dancing. Would you dance differently if you weren't self-conscious, if you weren't thinking, well, how does it look? Does it match someone else's dance? When you were really aligning with your own heartbeat, with your own soul's provisioning, because we want to remember each of us have glorious witness. In other words, each of us have already risen the bar. We've already been in 5D consciousness and unity consciousness beyond the lower mind, beyond the ego. It's something each of us are very familiar with. As we will respond, as we will reunite, as we will resume. So remember, we're opening up our spiritual gifts that are ours. So we may have to like remember, it's sort of like, how did that tune go again? But it's what we came here to bring. It's what we came here to birth. It's what we came here to give. So the more that we understand, we're adjusting to what we already know. What we're doing is giving ourselves permission to proceed. So remember, we're leaving the script, we're leaving the page, we're leaving the pre-managed lines, we're leaving the people, places, and things in terms of the outer expectancy. So we're releasing, conforming to that outer expectancy, and allowing ourselves to shine. So when I said a lot, when we said, when I can't even say I, there is no I in that unity consciousness, it's a we. So this is what we want to remember and understand. Every time each of us agrees, says yes, when we say yes to our higher self, it gives love's advantage. So every time we let go, it's helping and supporting everybody else that's traveling with us to do the same. So we want to really get and understand how easy it is now to quickly understand and multiply. In other words, every time we say yes as a choir. We say yes. The part of us that's saying yes is not the limited self. It's not the personality self. It's the divine self. And our I am presence is everyone's I am presence. So when we recognize that I am presence, we're recognizing the whole. So we want to understand how much incredible support there is for each of us to reach for the light, for each of us to develop the new currency, for each of us to sort of like close our eyes and dance. So that dance is we're dancing to our true union. We're dancing to our divine union. We're dancing to our twin flame essence, aligning with the truth of that which we truly are, that's ready to be birthed, that's ready to be mastered, that's ready to be introduced. So when I said introduce, when we said introduce, there was a little bit of a hiccup. Well, you had me until introduce because there was that fear. And so the fear is how I'm going to be received by another. We want to remember the safety. What we're doing now is just coming to our own self-fulfillment. We're coming to our own extraordinary gifting. We're allowing ourselves to merge. So it's sort of like everyone's going to know because they're going to feel their own sunshine, but they have to manage their own energy within. So right now, it's you're being introduced to your own holy witness, and the love and the joy is going to be so, it's just ecstasy. It's the love that we've always looked for. So partners, children, as much as we love all of them, at some point they disappoint us. They do, because they're traveling with their ego, and you know, we all know that whole story goes. And so it's not an error, it's not a regret, but it's really recognizing that we're all moving into our awakened heart, into our divine compass, where that love is never ending. It's the love we've always been seeking. It's all like everything that we achieve, it was good, but now what? Next. Because it what we've really been doing is wanting, calling to return to the sunshine, to return to that heavenly bliss, to return to that divine understanding of self. And that is what is upon us. So allow yourselves to receive unending. Unending is this new light that is extraordinary and that is here giving birth through us as us. It's unending. Every time we say yes to it, every time we claim, every time we release the fear, every time where we do the old and then we turn around instead, and it's like, I'm ready. My turn. Show me the door. Knock and the door shall open. So we want to remember that that door is like paper thin, rice paper thin. It's all here upon us. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to illuminate, allow yourselves to be most attractive. Most attractive is we're saying yes to the light. And we're restoring ourselves in fullness for the duration. So it's not like, well, I'll wear this dress for a couple of hours and then I'll take it off when the party's over. So this is the dress of light that's all consuming. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our holy remembrance. When I said holy remembrance, there's like a offering in our third eye to awaken to the memory when we were the priestess, when we were the priest, when we had the third eye open. Knock and the door shall open. So allow that to be reconciled, received, reacquainted, joined with ease. With ease. Remember, the lower mind has its own old beliefs, its old agendas. As we align with the ways of the heart, as we align with our divine union, our divine happiness, it's brought forth with ease. And allow that place a new beginning. So all of our life now is aligning with this new passion, with this new recognition, with this new triumph, with this new increase. So remember, everything is an outpicturing of the frequency that we abide by, that we recognize in consciousness to be so. So allow yourselves to be introduced tier one and the same. So this is your I Am Presence, your divine self. And allow it to be understood by all of your cellular memory. So everything that's being adjusted to your new timeline, to love in its new acquaintance. When we say love in its new acquaintance, that which seemed a little hard perhaps, or almost feelings of despair, it's suddenly going to become apparent. It's suddenly going to be available in proximity. Receive, receive, receive the golden light. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that are ready to amass the wealthy heavenly fortune. So when they said wealthy heavenly fortune, there's great energy that we're learning to acquaint ourselves with. And I was like ready to finish and close and bring forth some messages, and they're not done assimilating. So they're saying, patient, please. And when I'm receiving it, it's just golden light. It's just golden light, traveling quickly, traveling quickly, traveling quickly. So we want to remember how quickly we can adjust when we say yes. What I love about this is all of our various lifetimes, when we held our place of true proximity, it's coming back in a flash. It's coming back in a flash, very quickly. Very, very, keep repeating what they're saying, very, very quickly. When I'm saying this, it's sort of like there's no more need for time. There's no more need to finish your old linear. It's sort of like doing something on a board game and they're like, oh, it's on the internet now. You don't need the board game. It's that. It's like you're adjusting, like don't need to do this anymore. Very quickly, very quickly.